Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Merritt must be vindicated in Planned Parenthood case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, what we're going to talk about today, Matt, is regarding the civil lawsuit. You know, there's two lawsuits going on. There's a criminal and a civil, and we've dealt with both of those throughout the last couple of years. We haven't talked about it as much recently, but this is regarding the civil lawsuit.
Right, and the criminal case is still ongoing. Mm-hmm. At first, we thought maybe it would come to trial at the end of 2021, but that's not going to happen. It's going to probably move to trial sometime in 2022. But the civil case is at the Court of Appeals, at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we just filed our final reply brief in this case. It's a case involving the multimillion-dollar civil lawsuit against Sandra Merritt for her undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood's trafficking of human baby body parts. Liberty Counsel presents evidence in our case at the Court of Appeals that the lower court decision should be reversed because Sandra did not get a fair trial. Throughout the six-week trial in the lower court, which began October 2, 2019, the lower court severely restricted the evidence and at the end of all of that gave instructions to the jury on how they should rule on critical issues. The jury then decided in favor of the abortion giant Planned Parenthood on each count, including the so-called RICO, or racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations count, and awarded more than $2 million in damages. Then the court subsequently awarded Planned Parenthood nearly $14 million in attorney's fees and cost, for a total judgment of over $16 million.
And you know, Matt, every citizen has the right to a fair trial, and she definitely did not get this. I mean, the judge was biased. He and his wife support a quote-unquote family center that houses an abortion center or Planned Parenthood. So right there, he should have recused himself. He refused to do that. Then he refused to allow the videos to be shown during the trial, which the whole case is about the videos. That's what Sandra and David Dalyden created these videos to show what Planned Parenthood is doing.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything illegal. They did it all according to the books to show that they're selling these aborted baby body parts for huge amounts of money.
Yeah, in some cases you have single party consent when you do a recording of somebody. And that means that if you're the one doing the recording, the other person does not need to consent, as long as there's one person consenting, even though the other person doesn't know they're being recorded. In other states like California, it's two-party consent. The person recorded and the person recording, they need to consent. California is two-party consent. But there's exceptions in California to this two-party consent requirement. One exception is that the recording is in a public place where other people could overhear the conversation. And the second is that the recording is done by someone who anticipates, who thinks, who has good reason to believe that the person recorded is or about to engage in criminal activity. So Sandra and David Dalyden, they did their research. They consulted attorneys before they ever did these recordings. So every one of these recordings were in public places. For example, one of them was in an elevator where multiple people unassociated with either the person recording or the person recorded were present. Now, if you have something that you want to talk about with a person in an elevator, what do? You're there, say, for example, with just you and that person, and you're talking about something confidential, right? And then say the door opens and another group of people get on the elevator. What do you do with your conversation? You keep on talking as though it doesn't really matter, but if you really want it to be confidential, you shut up and you say, we'll talk about this as we get off the elevator. No, in this case, what happened is they continued to talk. The Planned Parenthood person continued to talk.
Right, and other conversations were done in public restaurants with you know, servers and other people going by and able to hear. Other conversations were done at these abortion conferences where there are a lot of people there. Nothing was done in private.
In fact, Planned Parenthood sometimes, and some of these abortion procurement companies, they invited them to come to their private offices and they refused. They said, no, we'll meet you at this conference, this convention, or we'll meet you at a busy restaurant. And so one of the videos shows them at a table, and one of the people is having lunch, and she's talking about the, and this was one that was allowed to be shown.
There's
very
yeah.
few that were allowed, but all the people coming by the table, it was like a Grand Central Station, and they're talking, and this, you know, the fact is that these abortion procurement companies that actually were intersecting between the abortion clinics to get their aborted body parts, and the entities that were purchasing them, typically a research university, getting money from the National Institutes of Health. Yep, that's Dr. Fauci.
Yep.
They and the abortion clinics, they didn't care. They were proud of what they were doing. They didn't care whether other people knew about it. And so, in fact, one of them boasts during a lunch that what she has done is been very successful. She takes the baby and gets a forceps and grabs its feet and brings it out feet first, breech, and then dilates the woman. And you can better dilate them, she says this way, as you're bringing the baby out. This baby's totally alive, and they don't have medication, because if you put some kind of poison, some kind of sedation in them, then it gets in their tissues, and the research labs, they don't want that. They want pure tissue. So she pulls them out, and then she said she takes an instrument, and she crushes above their thorax, above their chest, and below, crushes them while they're alive. And then she takes out intact hearts and kidneys and livers and other things, body parts. And then she last brings out the skull, trying to keep it as much intact as possible so that she can extract as much as possible an intact brain. And then they sell these to these organ procurement companies.
Right. One of the people that testified during the trial, she's a scientist, and she does her research on mice. And she testified that she started seeing these hearts come in. They were baby hearts, and they had been live beating baby
beating when
hearts.
They arrived in the
right.
research
and
lab.
She said, I would lose my license if I did that on mice, and it's just atrocious. They're doing that on human children.
Yeah, she wasn't the researcher that had ordered that, but somebody else in her lab did.
Right.
And she did research on mice, and she testified that she's under ethical obligations to make sure that the mice are treated humanely, I guess is what you would want to say, so that they don't have unnecessary pain or suffering.
Right.
And that if she ultimately caused them unnecessary pain or suffering, she could ultimately be disciplined for that and punished. So now she is there at the lab one time, and the package is opened, and there's a baby's heart that is beating. And they had it, I guess, hooked up to something to keep it beating. She said that the only way it could continue to beat like that is if it were removed while it was beating and put on some kind of instrument to continue its beat.
So many times they're taking these babies out of these women, even, and then shipping them off in a FedEx truck to these procurement companies, even before the woman has left the abortion facility.
Yeah, so the woman doesn't even realize what's happening.
No.
Still recovering from the anesthesia, and the express delivery trucks come up. They then take these packages in coolers and take them directly to these organ procurement companies. These companies actually, you could actually in one of them, you could go to a drop-down screen and order baby body parts based upon gestation. And then it would give you the cost of it. So all of that she revealed. And what happened is Planned Parenthood came after her with a vengeance with this civil lawsuit, and got a judge who was very pro-Planned Parenthood. And then there's this attorney general, Xavier Becerra, who's now the head of the Department of Health and Human Services under Biden.
And don't forget,
and before that,
started with
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
She's the one who started all this, who's now the vice president.
And she met with a group of them and had David's apartment raided.
Yeah, to stop the revelation of what Planned Parenthood was doing. Right. And they actually had Xavier Becerra actually did a press conference with a sign behind him saying, I support Planned Parenthood.
Because they get a lot of money from Planned Parenthood.
It's not, yeah, with their campaign contributions, and they're very radically pro-abortion. So continue to pray for Sandra Merritt and our legal team. This is by far the most expensive case in our history, and the case is not over by any means. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.